Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers. Thank you for joining me this evening. I'm your host, Allison Bachman. This is going to be a night of questions and answers. Also, it's going to be a night of readings. The lines are open from the start of the show if anyone wants to call in. The numbers are 1-877-876-5227 for toll-free in the United States. Toll-free in Canada, 1-888-810-8322. And, of course, if you're in California, there's local calling at 530-876-3222. You didn't get those numbers, just go to www.bbsradio.com, and they're right there on the front page. So I just want to let you know that we're open for calls, but I also have a lot of questions and answers that I'm going to be working through during the program, and I kind of want to get to them. So the first question is, why are you listening tonight, and what brought you here? I just want you to know that it isn't a coincidence. Your soul brought you here to this very place, to this very moment, to hear this very program, and I want you to know that I welcome you with open arms, and I really hope that this program lends you the insight that you seek. Numerology certainly has much to offer in that arena. Some of you might be asking, what is a numerologist? Well, a numerologist is a medium who uses the numbers to connect to unseen energies and the deeper dimensions of the spiritual realm. Much like a psychic or any medium, a numerology reads the energy around you. But the big difference is that a numerologist's doorway to that psychic information is actually in your numbers, in your numbers themselves. Now, certainly a good numerologist spends years studying this ancient divination tool, but somewhere in the process of seeking the knowledge itself, the numerologist cannot help but fine-tune their very own intuitive abilities. When a numerologist connects to your numbers, a story unfolds, and to me, it often feels like a river of information that just wants to begin to flow. The numbers tell a story about you, you the person, and also the destiny of your soul in this lifetime. We have all heard of the Akashic Records and how these records contain all the information of your soul's journey since the moment of your soul's birth. Your numerology, in my humble opinion, is a very important piece of your Akashic Records, but it is a piece that pertains to you in this specific lifetime. It also gives a great deal of insight into where your soul has been and what it has gained from past lifetimes as well. There is so much information to be found in your numerology chart that it literally takes over an hour just to get through a basic chart. Information such as what your specific energy blueprint is, or in other words, what makes you, you. What your soul came to accomplish, what challenges you're working on in this lifetime, what are your specific opportunities in this lifetime. It looks to your past, your present, and also to your future. Your numerology explains experiences in your life and validates how you feel and what you have learned. Your numerology gives you great perspective and insight about yourself and your life. And on I could go. Numerology does not stop with one single number, as so many people seem to think. They know their life path number, which is derived from their date of birth, but have no clue about what the rest of their chart might have to say about them. Now, knowing your life path number and nothing else about your numerology is quite like only seeing the cherry on a triple-decker super banana split. The cherry is only the tip of the iceberg, the tip of the experience. There are layers and layers of wonderful flavors in that sundae, just as there are layers and layers of numbers which create the full picture of you and your life. Now on tonight's show, I'll be answering some often asked questions about numerology, and specifically you know, to those of you that are considering studying numerology or have questions about, you know, why you might want to study numerology. But I want you to know, again, that the lines are open if you wish to call in, if you want to experience a reading using your numbers, you know, using your own numerology. I really do encourage you to call. That's really why I'm here. I'm here to lend you insight about your own personal numerology and to answer your questions. So again, I'm going to repeat those numbers. Toll free in the United States, it's 1-877-876-5227. Toll free in Canada, it's 1-888-810-8322. And locally, it's 530-876-3222. Okay. Now, first of all, I just want to tell you all that what I use is Pythagorean numerology. That's what I use. And so anything that I'm going to be discussing here is really based on that. I use this particular type of numerology because really this is the one that I connect to very strongly, and also I find it to be extraordinarily accurate. Now, quite often, especially with new students or people that know a little bit about numerology, they would ask me, why is there a discrepancy in how to calculate the life path? Now, for those of you that don't know what life path is, that's derived from the date of birth. Hi there, do I have a caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Allison?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I was listening to the program, so I guess I'll have to walk away from it.
If it's giving you feedback, turn it down, yes.
Okay.
Did you call in for a reading, or do you have a question?
No, I called in for a reading.
Super. Do you want to give me your date of birth?
Yeah, it's 4-14-53.
What was the month?
1953.
I got the 14th day in 1953, but I didn't quite get the month.
April 14th.
April, got it. April 14th, 1953. Good. All right, hold on a second. And who's calling, please? What's your name?
Barbara.
Can you spell it? Can you spell it?
Yes, B-A-R-B-A-R-A.
B-A-R-D-A-R-A.
Nope, B as in boy, A-R. Barbara.
Oh, I'm sorry, not hearing very good. Hold on. Okay, got it. Okay, because that kind of helps me out by looking at the energy of your first name. Okay. Now, when I do the readings on the radio, can you hear me okay?
I can. I had to walk away from the computer because I'm computer illiterate. I didn't know how to lower it.
That's okay. I do that sometimes myself. When I do your reading on the radio, I ask for your date of birth. And that does give me a great deal of information about you. I do not ask for a person's birth name because I just don't feel comfortable asking for that on the radio. So I do want you to know before I start your reading that what I have here is a nice little piece of your numerology. It does lend a lot of insight, but it's not the whole picture, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's start. I'm going to tell you that you're a 9 life path. And what that means is this is a very spiritual life path. Quite often we find very spiritual leaders in this particular position. It's the life path of the humanitarian, the person who genuinely has a great deal of compassion in their heart for the weaker brothers and sisters, a person who really wants to make a difference in this world. And so you feel very strongly when you see things that are wrong, and you maybe even perhaps want to see your life played out where you make a difference with your life. And I will also tell you this about the 9 life paths. In my experience of working with psychics and channelers and mediums, there is a great deal of ability that comes with this life path as well. And I don't know if you've noticed this about yourself, but certainly some of the greatest mediums and psychics that are working at this time on this planet are 9 life paths. So you do have psychic ability. This particular life path says something about you as far as a completion in the evolution of your soul, that there is something that you're working through in this lifetime, and when you leave this planet, you will probably be moved up in vibration and reach another plane in understanding. So it's very important, this particular life path. Now, all life paths give you certain abilities, and what would come in with this is there's a great deal of artistic ability and appreciation of art. There certainly is writing ability. And a person that has a 9 in their chart can be an inspirational speaker and teacher. But really, the 9 is a compilation of all the energy of all the numbers. So it's very hard to depict what a 9 really would choose to do, because they're pretty good at everything, because they actually have all the energy of all the numbers. Now, you most definitely will feel a deep connection to humanity, though, having this energy. Is this sounding like you?
Yes, it's right on.
Okay, very good. Now, the one thing that we know about the 9 life path is that you have very high ethics, very high moral values, and you may, in your lifetime, come across people that have let you down because they don't live up to your standards, so to speak. And, you know, quite often there's an attachment to this life path that's talking about learning unconditional love. And when you learn unconditional love, you're being taught acceptance and not judging. And even though you come with these wonderful values, you can't really hold other people up to them. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And so you may find in your life, you know, quite often I say a 9 life path reads a little bit like a country western song, in the sense that relationships and with people and in your family and even people that you love deeply have not always been easy, and that there's a lot of people moving in and out of your life. Losses, you know, kind of like I lost my dog, I lost my best friend, that sort of a thing. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay. Well, you live by the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and you're sitting there and you're going, well, what about me? Because I'm doing to them, but I'm not getting it back. But that's the whole purpose of your life path, is to give without expecting anything in return, without expecting reward. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, most often, the 9 life path is very protected. There is the promise of financial protection. There may be fortunate windfalls that come into your life. And also, you have to understand that you do not belong to any one particular country. You are a citizen of the world, and your work, or perhaps even, you know, maybe your hobbies or some other things that you do will take you into other countries. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay, because you're a world citizen. So that's a little brief description of that particular life path. We look at your birthday number, and it's a 14. This number is karmic in the sense that you may have started off early on in life not particularly being balanced with the 5 energy. You may have had a little bit of problems with, let's call it moderation in your life, or maybe holding yourself, following rules. You know what I mean? I mean, you want your freedom. Maybe it's a little difficult for you to be disciplined and focused and figure out what you want to do with life. Maybe you prefer freedom and not really having to commit to things. This can say early on in life you might have been a little bit of a rolling stone, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the beauty in this number is that you're a natural-born communicator. And so we have to look at that 9 life path, and we have to know that communication comes in with that life path, your ability to use words, whether that's speaking them or writing them. And so we know that you have a gift with this. This number also says that you're gifted at many, many things. It's hard for you to actually figure out what you're not good at. And this number can help you multitask and juggle many things at the same time, because this is the 5 energy, and it absolutely is a very physical, active energy, and it also multitasks. It does many, many things at once. This gives you a real desire for freedom as well, and not liking any boundaries around you. It makes you very mental and very curious energy. And when I combine this energy with a 9, I'm hoping that somewhere in your life you have written a book or two or thought about it, because I would really want to encourage you to use this gift with words that you do have, because it's found in both. Challenges. One thing that the date of birth can tell me is about your challenges, and I'm looking at the overall challenge where you are at this time in your life. Your overall challenge in life, your whole entire life, has been the fact that you inhibit yourself. So you have a hard time getting in touch with your inner child, perhaps not finding the joy in things, or being optimistic, or expressing yourself. You know, you might think to go to do something, but you're worried about what other people are thinking, and perhaps you just rein yourself in, and you don't express fully what you're feeling inside. Mm-hmm. That's one of your overall challenges. Your challenge at this time in your life is this little bit of a roller coaster that comes in, meaning I don't know if there's a lot of things being offered to you, a lot of change coming around you where you might want to change your job, change your relationships, change where you live, flip from here or go to there. But the universe is going to offer it to you, and you may or may not be accepting that coming into your life. You may actually try not to do it. You understand what I'm saying? Restrict yourself.
Well, it happened already.
It's happening already.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would tell you with the 5 challenge in your life and working in your life, you're working through balancing out this particular energy, which is it's okay to make changes, but you really need to give thought and consideration to each and every one that comes into your life and ask yourself if it is for your greatest and highest good and if it brings you joy. Because if it brings you joy and it's for your greatest and highest good, it's in alignment with your energy, and if not, it's not going to work out well for you. But absolutely, when change comes in, try to embrace it and try to be really adaptable with it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, super. Now, we move on to your first pinnacle, and this is from birth until age 27. This is a 9 pinnacle. I don't know if you got married during that time, but if you did get married during that time, I would have to say that there's a really good possibility that that marriage did not last beyond that pinnacle or, you know, shortly. It wouldn't have lasted forever. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. So if I had gotten married around 27, is that what you're saying?
Before the age of 27.
Before the age of 27, yes.
Okay. Now, the one thing in the 9 first pinnacle, this would put a lot of things with relationships, love issues, you know, you're working with that unconditional love energy. Anything that you would have done that would have been in service or helping others would have worked out really well for you. Certainly any artistic pursuits that you might have had during that time would have worked out very well for you. It's kind of hard, given the fact that this pinnacle ended at age 27, it's kind of hard to be a humanitarian as a child and growing up. So I would say more than anything, you were working on relationships and a better understanding of love. Now, your second and third pinnacle were both 5, so that ranges from the ages of 28 to 45. Here comes the roller coaster, and your life did not want to settle down for you, and you were under this constant change going on, whether, you know, you may look back and see where you've changed many jobs, went through several relationships or marriages, or moved many times, or traveled a great deal. Hopefully, as the universe offered you these changes, the whole point of that energy was to be flexible and adaptable and to roll with it. You know what I mean? Just kind of flow with it.
Mm-hmm.
There may have been many financial ups and downs during both those pinnacles, because quite often you're offered things, and sometimes they're good for you, and sometimes, yeah, they can set you back a little. The whole point is embracing change and moving forward. And sometimes we don't always make the greatest decisions about what changes to make and what ones not to. Now, anything that you did regarding communication during this time, sales, networking, working with people, writing, would have worked out very, very well for you. And hopefully you worked with that particular energy. The pinnacle that you're in right now is a 4. And what that's saying about you at this time is there's a little bit more rules and regulations around you. So there are things in your life that is limiting your freedom. But you're much more able to be disciplined with yourself, much more able to focus your energy, much more able to get things done at this time in your life as opposed to, let's say, earlier on in life. Would that be safe to say?
Yeah, I didn't hear. What was the word that you used for the pinnacle that I'm in now?
It's a four.
A four, okay.
Right. Would that be safe to say?
Yes.
Okay. But you just, see, right now, you know, you can have all the potential in the world. You can have all the talents in the world, but if you can't discipline it and focus it, you really can't get much done for it. And what this pinnacle is saying is you're much more able to do that at this time in your life and actually build a very solid foundation for the rest of your life financially. And you're not going to go into retirement, I would not think. I would think that you would be working. The final thing that I would want to tell you is the personal year that you're in is a nine. So in this particular year, there's a lot of, as you move into 2007, it will strengthen in its intensity for you. And you're going to feel a little bit like letting go of things. You're going to be looking at what you have in your life and deciding whether or not you want to keep them. You may be considering making changes or feeling as though you need to make changes, and so you're spending a lot of time just contemplating. And you may feel that it's necessary to make these changes because next year you're going into a one personal year, and that's when you're going to bring in new stuff for yourself. This year you're finishing up your nine-year cycle. So you're letting go of the things that don't make any sense to you anymore, that don't work for you. That can be ideology, just the way that you think. You might want to change the way you think. You might want to change relationships, your job, where you live, and what you're doing. But it definitely is making you reflect, look back upon the past 8 years, see what you've got, what you've brought into your life, and decide what you want to keep and what you want to get rid of. You might even find yourself physically cleaning out closets and getting rid of junk in your life. Do you understand that?
Sure. I separated from a 32-year marriage. I moved out on my own.
Oh, okay.
Starting January 1st. Pretty good, right?
You're doing endings, definitely.
Right.
All right. You're on schedule then. Okay? So this year you're going to be working through and finishing up, okay? I don't want you to really start, let's say, a new relationship or start something new this year. I really want you to work on finishing things this particular year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How'd that sound? Does that sound good for you?
It does. It sounds like it just plotted out my life and brought me up to date. And so I guess I'm en route. I am who I am based on, you know, what you're telling me about my numbers.
Right. And if you actually go into getting a full numerology reading, that's where we bring in your name. And when you bring in the name and then you work with that and the transits and all the essences that come in by using the name, actually, it can actually get much more profound, the actual reading. Numerology literally can pinpoint years in your life that may be pivotal years in your life and actually give meaning to experiences in your life. So, you know, that's just a little tiny piece of it, and I hope that you related to it, and I'm glad that you did.
Well, it's remarkable, Allison. I thank you so much for taking the time to enlighten me.
Oh, well, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Good night.
Bye now.
Bye. Okay. Of course, here I went reading again, and then when I read, I forget where I was. So let's go back a little bit. I was answering the question about a lot of times people ask me why there's so many different methods to calculating the life path, which is your date of birth. Especially my students, and when you begin to study numerology, you start to look at these books and one person will tell you to calculate it one way and another, and so forth. Now, my answer to that is that you will find that there is more than one method for calculating the life path number. In fact, there are three methods. The method that I teach and the one that I use is because I find that is one of the methods, it's the only method that really identifies the karmic numbers in the life path number itself. And I can't begin to tell you how much more accurate a reading becomes when you bring the karmic implications and you take it into consideration and you bring it into the reading. Now, other methods also have a tendency to lose master numbers. And losing a master number, you just can't begin to explain what kind of effect that could have upon your reading. Also, I researched, okay? What can I tell you? I research everything. This is one of the most accepted methods of doing the life path calculation. It is the method that Juno Jordan taught. And in my humble opinion, Juno Jordan was a very highly regarded numerologist, upon whose life's work much of our understanding of numerology is based. And so, you know, I took that into a great deal of consideration when I was contemplating which life path calculation to use. Now, what I would tell you is if you're starting out to learn numerology, pick a method and stick with it and experiment with it and observe it and see how it's working for you. And you yourself judge which one works best for you, okay? It is very confusing when you see so many different ways to calculate the life path, and in some cases they actually come up with different numbers. So I would just say work with the one that you're working with and base it on your experience. You're also going to find various numerologists use different wording when identifying the core numbers. I use the word life path. That is derived from adding the month plus the day plus the year to your date of birth. Now, somebody else might use the word destiny, or there's so many different terminology. Now, if you're studying numerology, this can be very confusing, especially when you're first starting out. And I really do not feel that any given name given to the core numbers is better than another. I really don't. And I would teach my students, and I would encourage you, to pay attention to what is being calculated. More so than the name that is given in the end of what they call it. So if you're calculating what I call the heart's desire, that is the vowels in the name. If you're calculating the personality number, that comes from the consonants in the name. The expression number comes from all the letters in the name, and so forth and so forth. There's many, many names for that when you're studying numerology. Just always use what it is you're working with, and that's how you get through the many different names. That's how you identify. Okay, one question that people ask me, do you use astrology in your readings or tarot or things like that? And I do have a real definite answer about that. I have found that many numerologists have written books or teach a version of numerology which combines astrology as well as tarot into their teachings. Now, I recognize that each divination tool serves to validate the other, but I do not readily accept the blending of the various ideologies. I firmly believe that numerology is numerology and astrology is astrology, etc., etc. Numerology is a science, and a science is based upon fact. And the real fact about numerology is it's very accurate. So I really can't see messing with the formula. When you muddy the waters with other sciences, you no longer are practicing numerology. There are even some numerologists that have even intuited their version of the numbers. And although I feel that intuition is important when doing readings, changing the original meanings of the numbers by using the I got a feeling-ology method does not serve to enhance the science any. As a numerologist, you will find that I have a real purist approach to numerology. As with any science, I believe it's important to remain true to its fundamental principles. I don't take liberties with a translation without first letting you know that it's an opinion that I have formed from my own personal experience. You will find that through experience, you can get a feel for the nuances and the subtle meanings of the numbers, but never should the basic meanings of the numbers be changed. And this is not to say that studying astrology, palmistry, or tarot can enhance your understanding and appreciation of numerology, but I feel that numerology should very much stand on its own and not be confused or confined with the ideology of other divination tools. And so, you know, if you want a purist numerologist, I guess that's what you could call me, okay? And when I'm teaching my students and working with my students, that's one thing that I'm very honest and very open about. And I really think you need to stay true to the real definitions of the numbers. I'm not sure. Do we have a caller? Okay, I'm hearing clicking. All right, what I want to do again is remind those of you that are listening that the lines are open. You know, I'm going to be going through some questions here, talking about various different aspects of numerology, especially if you're considering learning numerology. But the lines are open at all times if anyone wishes to call in and actually experience what numerology is by getting a reading. So I'm going to remind you of the toll-free numbers. It's in the USA toll-free, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, it's 1-888-810-8322. And you can call locally from California at 530-876-3222. So, you know, don't be shy. If you've never experienced a reading, you know, feel free to call in, because truly that's what I'm here for, is to lend you some sort of insight and to use my knowledge of numerology to help you understand your life. And it's really easy to do. It's an easy process. It's easy to talk to me, so give me a call. Now, the next question that I'm asked, and as I said, I'm going to keep going with these questions, so you know, feel free to interrupt me, but anyhow. One question that I'm often asked is, what can the study of numerology do for you? Well, for those of us in search of enlightenment, I really feel that numerology is truly instrumental in our spiritual development. I believe that numerology raises our vibration because it enables us to understand unconditional love. And that love comes in the form of self-love as well as unconditional love of our fellow brothers and sisters. No matter what spiritual path you follow, the end destiny is indeed love. And numerology teaches us our talents, our downfalls, our challenges, and lessons that we're learning in this lifetime. And most importantly, it gives us insight into our being, and from that comes the self-love. You know, once you know and understand your own energy, you can learn to love and embrace it. So too, numerology shines a light upon every person we come into contact with on our journey. Hi, I'm hearing a caller.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Who's this?
This is Gail.
Hi, Gail. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Did you want a reading, Gail?
I would love it.
Okay, I need you to give me your date of birth, please.
I'm one of those double-digit people.
Yee, okay, I'm all for it. Go ahead.
It's 9-20-55.
9-20-1955?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay, give me a second. Okay. Your name, is this Gail? Is this spelled G-A-I-L?
No, G-A-Y-L-A.
Oh, Gail. Okay. G-A-Y-L. I like that.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, right off the bat, you know, you're just looking at your first name. And of course, we don't do names when we come through these readings, but I'm looking at 2 7s right there on that name.
Yeah.
Your name begins with a 7, so I'm, like, getting a lot of, you know, Yoda energy around you. A wise old sage energy, for sure. Your name, though, speaks very much that you're a very strong leader as well. But let's talk about what I'm seeing with just using your date of birth. And like I said to Barbara, that this only is a small portion of your numerology, but it's all that we can really do on the radio. So let's talk about this.
Okay.
I'm guessing that if you were to calculate your life path, let me just check one thing here. I'm guessing probably absolutely right, but I'm just calculating in another way here. Okay. I'm reading this life path as being a little bit of a karmic life path in the sense that in your life, earlier on, you may not have been as focused or as disciplined, and you may not have had a very good direction about yourself or a sense of direction,
yeah.
But you might have been a little scattered early on in life. And that might have created, you know, learning about discipline and focusing for yourself. Does that make sense to you?
It was a great learning experience.
Right.
Couldn't be here without going through that.
What'd you say?
Could not be here today doing what I'm doing without going through what I went through.
Right, because there's something about you in this lifetime learning to focus yourself and discipline and rein it in and learning about rules and regulations and learning about setting boundaries and setting goals and achieving them, because there's a lot of reining you in. And it's very much centered around the early part of your life. But as you get older, the latter part of your life is saying that you become much more focused and much more disciplined and much more able to put your considerable talents to use, okay?
Right.
So you might have frittered them away a little bit early on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all in all, the one really important thing for you to remember with this life path too is that you may go around organizing things and being efficient. You can always see a better way to do things, to get things done. But as long as you're doing other people's stuff, you're not going to find the fulfillment to your life as you were to actually tap into your own creative ability and start creating things and organizing things that pertain specifically to something you created. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I'm already doing that, hon. Yeah.
Good, good. Because there is, in this particular life path, kind of a transformation where as you stand later on in life, you're not the same person you were earlier on.
Oh, no.
And it has to do with bringing forth this creativity and this ability to express yourself. And you become much more focused in what it is you're doing later on in life because of it.
Right.
Now, I would say that you're a very ethical person with very good sense of value. Honesty is an integral part to you, that you very much say what you're going to do and do what you're going to, you know what I mean? You're the kind of person that can be very trusted upon to do what you say you're going to do.
Right.
You're a very down-to-earth person, very connected to Mother Earth. I don't know is if when you go outside, you can actually feel the energy force out there, but that is where you need to go when you feel scattered, is to go out, connect to Mother Earth, because this is where this energy is coming from.
I do that, and I go hug a tree, too.
There you go. Well, that's what you should be doing, is hugging trees, frankly. Now, this, as you...
Did you hear that there were 64 million trees that died in that storm over there in Europe?
Really?
Yep, 64 million trees.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
It is sad.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that with me. Okay. Anyhow, I want to get through this as quickly as I can. I'm seeing you as being able to be a manager, being able to focus on a task and be able to get the task done. Very good with details. My God, between your life path number and your birthday number, you can be a very detail-orientated person. As a matter of fact, using the tree analogy, sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees because you can be so focused on the details of certain situations. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I have to watch that. That's the negative part of Virgo. Nitpicking.
Hey, nitpicking, yeah, but then again, there's those of us that only see the big picture. We miss all that little stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, don't beat yourself up over for it. You were meant to pay attention to details. That's part of that's your energy.
Yeah.
You have to love it, embrace it. And also, it's an important part of your destiny. It's what you brought, so, you know, celebrate it. Now, I will say with your birthday number, a lot of psychic energy going on with that 20, because whenever you've got a zero in a person's numbers, and you take that zero and you put it next to a two, you've intensified the energy of the two. And what is the two? The two really is very, very psychic energy, but it's also very clairsentient. The one specific thing that I would tie to it is being clairsentient. You feel energy around you.
Mm-hmm.
Persons, places, things.
Mm-hmm.
You literally, your body is an antenna, and
mm-hmm.
you're picking up the energy. Would that be safe to say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
That's correct. Yes.
Good. So I hope that you understand what the word empath is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good, because you are an empath, and you are very psychic, and you probably sense things in advance.
Yes.
You probably can read people's... I should just, like, sit back and say, okay, well, Gail, could you give me a reading? Because I'm thinking that you could pretty much read people very well. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this number can make you a little bit oversensitive, my dear, because you don't like confrontation. You really don't want to fight. You really don't like it when people get angry.
Mm-hmm.
You're the kind of person that perhaps somebody might have to go find to have a fight with because you really would avoid it.
Right.
You don't like the way it feels when negative energy comes at you. This is part of this being the empath. And
sometimes
so
it can be very intense.
What do you say?
Sometimes it can be very intense.
Exactly, exactly. So you might run away from the confrontation rather than
mm-hmm.
have it.
Mm-hmm.
You may even give in to other people rather than stand up for yourself and what it is you want, because somehow that's easier. It's easier to just give them what they want, that way you don't have to fight about it. You understand?
Right.
You give away pieces of yourself throughout your life.
And I make sure to distance myself from them.
Right, right. So I would caution you about it's okay to be a peacemaker. It's okay to want harmony, but you also have to stand true and stay true to yourself and not give away pieces of your soul to make everybody else happy, okay?
Yes.
And don't, you know, sometimes rather than confront an issue, you sit and you dwell on it. And perhaps sometimes even blow it a little bit out of proportion, simply because you're not in communication with the person that you got the problem with. And so in your mind, you're kind of thinking things rather than actually talking to them. And sometimes you get a little distorted view of what's going on, and perhaps that person never intended to hurt your feelings in the first place, and you're being upset about something that you don't, it's needless for you to be upset about.
Yeah.
So I would tell you that rather than running away from things, you might want to just talk to people when your feelings are hurt or when there is a problem, because you might find that it's a far less problem than you actually think. Okay?
Right.
Making sense?
I said that's right.
Okay. Now, this, your major challenge, you're an old soul, and I really would love to see the rest of your chart so I can compare these numbers to that, but you're an old soul because you have that energy in your challenges, but your major challenge in life is the seven, and what the seven is saying is perhaps spiritually, you may have come to, might have been a little bit of a skeptic early on in life, or maybe not willing to embrace a spiritual philosophy. You might have poo-pooed everything and thought everything was just a bunch of hobbledygook, all right? But it's saying that that may have been the case for you, or you come to this a little bit later in life rather than earlier in life, and then you're constantly working with this challenge. Now, you may also have an ability to be a specialist at something. You may be very gifted, actually, in some sort of the psychic things such as numerology, astrology, tarot, readings, whatnot, but it's really asking that you specialize in something. It's, you know, pick something, learn it to the degree that you actually become an expert at it.
I'm an animal psychic.
You are, really?
The animals.
Well, I love that. Well, then, you know, apparently you've overcome that challenge, which is wonderful. Because
yeah.
That would have... Now, did you feel early on in life you weren't connecting to this energy?
Can you repeat that?
Do you feel early on in your life that you were not connecting to this energy, that it came for you later, or perhaps that you didn't specialize in something early on in life? Did any of that challenge make sense to you?
Oh, no, I knew this even from a little girl. But I went on a, shall we say, a religious quest, because Christianity did not fill, couldn't answer questions that I felt I had to be, I had to have answered.
Go ahead.
And so I went on a religious quest and have found that the Creator is within all of us. And just as that great messianic person said, these things that I do, greater things can you do and you shall.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, you know, when
now that's a big statement coming from him.
Right.
Considering the things that he did while he walked here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you have a couple of pentacles that would explain that, coming to that realization. Your first pentacle was an 11, which is saying that you may have had many psychic experiences as a child and very early on in life. You were actually working on defining what your spiritual philosophy was, and many experiences came to you to have you question exactly what it is was your truth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was the age of 32.
The most dangerous thing today for each individual soul to do is have unquestionable blind faith.
Can you say that again? I
said I think the most dangerous thing for anyone, any soul on this planet today, is to have blind faith because someone told you so. You must seek out that knowledge through your inner voice within yourself, which is the creation.
Exactly. Well, you know, and then people will come to that. Definitely, you know, the one thing I've learned from numerology is
the world could change overnight. Yeah.
That actually is an experience, that is something that goes on in the life that actually creates that experience to make a person begin that search.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us are just ahead of others. So I'm really happy to hear that you learned this very early on in life. I can see from ages 33 to 41, there's a lot of limitation around you, maybe a lot of hard work and a lot of frustrating years for you.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Hard work every day.
Well, more so during that time, I would think. 42 to 50, there's a lot of six around you. I don't know if you started a business during that time,
yes,
and something
uh-huh.
new,
yeah.
but that's where I would want to put that experience. And you're in this 11 right now in your life, and so you're in this 11 energy until the time you leave this planet. You know that the 11 energy is master energy, it's psychic energy. It's you've learned what your truth is, and now it is time for you to inspire others with it. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
So that is where you're at, and you're going to be in that energy until the day that you leave this particular planet. So,
my true mission of why I came here is now kicking in.
Yeah, well, definitely. And you've already had an 11 pentacle, so you're in it for the second time.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got experience, so it ought to be easier this time for you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're, and just real quick, just to finish up, you're in a...
great reading, dear.
Yeah. You're in a... Last year you might have started something new, but new energy came in for you, new opportunities. This year you're kind of nurturing your plans a little bit. You're watching them grow. It's kind of a patient year for you. And things, whatever you started, will get bigger and bigger starting next year. You'll see it growing even more. Okay?
Well, isn't as we get older, it's called wisdom.
Some
have
of
a good evening, dear. Thank you for
some
the reading.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Gail.
Thank
I
you,
really
dear.
It.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. There you go. All righty. And again. Start reading, forget where I am, but I did mark it with a pen, so let me just continue where I was. All right. We were talking about, you know, how numerology really teaches you to love yourself, but numerology also helps you to understand that other people are working on different lessons than you are. You know, it could be a lesson that you've already learned or perhaps a lesson that you've yet to learn. You really don't have to do everyone's numerology chart to understand this. Just understanding numerology gives you that insight. Once you truly understand what you're looking at with each person having different things that are right for them, you understand that what's right for you is not necessarily right for others, and that's where the judgments and you know, you just learn to accept people exactly for who they are. We would hope that we would never pass judgment on others. But really, when you do, you can really look at numerology, and as I said, see what is true for you is not necessarily true for other people, because they have to walk their path just as you do yours. We all come to learn and to raise our vibrations each time we come, and there's lessons, and those lessons and what we're here for is unique to the person that's leading that life. It really would be next to impossible for two people to have the exact same chart, because they would have to be born on the exact same day and be given the exact same name. So in that sense, you are indeed unique. I'll be right with you, caller. Numerology can tell you about your gifts, whether they're artistic, psychic abilities. Most charts serve as an explanation for events in your life, and it can bring you clarity about your life and your destiny. And I really believe that numerology brings us all back to center, to the place that we belong, and it helps to put our life into perspective and gives us guidance for the future. And I'll stop there, and I'll take this caller. Hi, who's calling?
This is William.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. You know, you're going to have to speak up if you can push the volume up on your phone or just talk a little louder.
Okay. Is that better?
Who's calling? What's your name?
This is William.
Hi, William. Did you want a reading?
Yes, just quickly, whatever you can come up with.
Okay, can you give me your date of birth, please?
Yes, it's January 22nd.
And today would be your birthday?
Yes.
Well, happy birthday, William. Give me your date of your year of birth, please.
I'm sorry?
I need your year.
Oh, year is 1966.
19, give it to me, the last two.
66.
66?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And William, did I send you a happy birthday this morning?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Oh, so I'm figuring you want to know what's going on in your life right now, right?
Yes, please.
Okay. So we're looking at January 22nd, 1966. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Just one more, a few more things I want to look at right here. So you turned 41 today?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we know where you're going in life has to do with innate maturity. So we know that, you know, you really are on this path to bringing abundance into your life, power and mastery into your life, and in a real way, bringing to yourself a great deal of confidence, a really strong ability to get things done in your life. I mean, that's what your maturity number is saying about you. We look at the challenge number, we know that you are an old soul. I know that the 22 is the most powerful of all master numbers, and we know that you have it in your chart. When we look at the challenge numbers, we're seeing the zero there, so we know that we're looking at very old soul energy when we're looking at you. And I'm going to tell you, at this particular time in your life, as with almost every day of your life, you only have one challenge number, and that's the 3. That's all you got. Some people have 2 and 3 challenge numbers. You only got 1. This is telling you to not inhibit yourself, to allow the inner child to flow, to allow your creativity to flow, to express yourself, to be more playful, to be more joyful, to be more optimistic. You really got to let this out of you, whether you choose, you know, something like creative, like something like an artistic thing to do, but try to let this flow out of you. You've got to get in touch with that inner child and be joyful and create and not inhibit yourself, okay?
Okay.
Now, your pinnacle that you're in still is this 4 pinnacle. So this is talking about you're working on this, building this very solid foundation to your life. And so you absolutely, it's a little bit slow growing. You might feel a little bit of limitation. You might feel as other people are going at a much faster pace than you, and you're just kind of plodding along. But this is very important for you because you're learning one step at a time. You're building this very strong structure for the rest of your life. And when you get done with this pinnacle, you should be in fairly good financial footing, okay? And all bets are off when you turn 46 because you get pushed into this 5 pinnacle. And so there I can really see where there's a lot more freedom around you and expansion with what it is that you're doing. You're going to have more opportunity to travel, have adventure, go places and do things and experience life. So you might want to enjoy the 4 because you're definitely going to be packing your bags at the age of 46. Your cycles are all talking about this 22 master energy. You're here to build a dream. There's something about your life, something that you're going to do with your life. There's something, you have ambition. You want to be somebody or do something. And your cycles are talking, as well as your birthday number, about you bringing this dream down from the spiritual realm. And you may be overwhelmed sometimes by your ambition, whether you have ideas or dreams or inventions or whatever it is that you want to do. I'm telling you to not be overwhelmed by the scope of what it is you have to do. That if you decide to build this dream, the spiritual realm is more or less promising you that they will give you the people, places, and the things that you need in order to build the dream. So I want you to hold on to that particular message. And you are a 9 life path. You're here connected to help humanity. You are a humanitarian. There's a lot in your chart about travel and adventure. And, you know, you're not a citizen of the United States. You're a world citizen as well. Between the 9s and the 22s, you belong all over. And I only got another minute before the show's closing. I'm going to tell you that this is a 5-year for you, so big things coming for you. Your career should be getting bigger and bigger, okay?
Okay.
And you should actually be being offered new things in your life, changes coming for you. So hold on to your hat because you're going to get a little taste of that 5 pinnacle in this year for you, okay?
Okay, great.
But I got to cut you short because my show is ending.
Sure. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, dear.
All right, bye.
Okay, people. Well, that time went fast. It's actually time for me to say good night. And so I really appreciate those people that called. I hope you all got a little demonstration of some of the information that numerology has to offer. This is Allison Bachman, and I thank you for joining me tonight. I wish you all peace, love, and abundance. And I'll see you back here again next.